Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're on the line with Michael McCartney of Avalon. And Michael, what do you think people should know about Microsoft's announcement that they're no longer updating Windows 7? Because tens of millions of people are going to be affected by this.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's going to be lots of people affected all across the globe. But this is something that was widely published by Microsoft. And lots of companies have taken the steps months ago to upgrade from their Windows 7 machines to their Windows 10s. Some of their Windows servers, Windows Server 2008 in particular, is also end of life and should have been upgraded. You know, at this point, you should upgrade. The challenge with upgrading to Windows 10 can be the hardware, the particular hardware that Windows 7 is installed in may not be compatible to handle the Windows 10 operating system. So you not only have to buy a license for Windows 10, but you may also have to buy some new equipment to be able to affect that upgrade across the board. There is a fix. Microsoft has offered a fix for 1 year. I believe the licensing for that is like $61. And if you pay that licensing to Microsoft, they'll give you updates and patches for 1 year. So that's kind of a quick fix. Generally, from a cybersecurity perspective, you should be upgrading to the latest operating systems and the latest patch levels across the board as a practice.
I think about some people who, maybe they're retired and they're not very familiar with computers. They're not good with computers. They have the old operating systems.
Right.
What sort of advice do you have for them, knowing that already it's very difficult for them to use computers as it is now?
Yeah.
It's even... Now they're at risk of, losing information on it. What's your advice to them?
Well, that's the challenge, right? It's the end user, the consumer, for just the reasons you outlined. As a corporation, most corporations should know better, and they should have been planning for this, and should be investing in their infrastructure and their IT infrastructure kind of regularly, right? I talk about, companies own lots of assets. They own buildings, they own vehicles, they own equipment, right? But probably the most important asset a company can own is their IT infrastructure. And it's really important to maintain that just like you do your fleet of vehicles. For the end user consumer, it's challenging because if they don't really know how to install another operating system or upgrade their Windows 7 to Windows 10, that obviously could be challenging. There are companies out there that can help them with that. I mean, Best Buy has got Geek Squad, right? So there is resources that they could go to get upgraded, but they may find that they're in the same situation where the equipment that Windows 7 is running on is just not compatible with a newer operating system. So the good news is the cost of computers, especially laptops, and even desktops, has come down quite a bit on the marketplace. So buying a new machine is not a huge financial hit.
How long was Windows 7 running until they decided that they're no longer going to be doing these updates?
Geez, I don't know the exact answer to that. I would say at least 5 years.
Okay, so if it's about 5 years, should we then expect, say, Windows 10, 5 years from now, Windows is probably going to stop updating Windows 10 too, so we'll be chatting about the same topic soon?
Absolutely we will. In fact, we just turned to 2020. So even Windows 10 is technically 10 years old.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!